Back now with Day to Day, and we're going to try something novel here, talking about a cell phone that's actually not the new Apple iPhone, which you've probably heard plenty about the last 24 hours. No, this phone is made by Nokia, and it's not actually the phone that's so interesting, but the deal Nokia has made with the credit card company Visa. The agreement actually lets people pay for stuff with this cell phone. Here to tell us more about it is Marketplace's Janet Babin. Hi, Janet.
Hi, Luke. So this new Nokia phone has a special microchip inside of it. And when the phone is swiped over something and it kind of looks like a scanner at the store, it sends this burst of data back and forth to a network, and you end up getting charged for the item through your phone. And then, you know, to confirm the purchase, you just have to push a few pads or a few keys on the keypad on the phone. This technology has been a long time coming. Lots of trials of this in Europe. It's this NFC chip, near field communication. It was developed by Sony and NXP. And it's kind of similar to the technology that lets us sort of swipe that mag stripe card if you have one of those to, say, get into work at the office or something each day.
So it's just basically your cell phone would kind of work like a credit card, but then that raises the question, what happens if you lose the phone?
I know. I thought of that, too, as someone who tends to lose my cell phone a lot.
Yeah, welcome
to the club. You're right. I spoke to CNET.com editor Brian Cooley about this. He's at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas where the phone was introduced, and I caught up with him on his cell phone. And Cooley says if you lose your wallet, you know, you've got really no control of what happens next.
Well, as a phone, you can easily program it to lock so that it doesn't function at all unless you enter your PIN to the phone. And, of course, there's a feedback loop on this technology where you have to enter a PIN to confirm that you want the payment made.
So, yes, you could be in trouble, of course, if you lose this new phone, but maybe no worse off than if you were to lose your wallet, perhaps even a little better off.
I don't know how we're the only people, Janet, that aren't in Las Vegas at this conference. But anyway, yeah. Listen, if you actually get this phone, can you actually use it to buy any stuff in the near future?
No, not at the moment. It's going to set you back $340, and you'll still have to wait because stores are going to have to make a commitment to buy this new terminal equipment to make it work. I spoke with Daniel Berninger about this. He's an analyst at Tier 1 Research, and he says, you know, there's already a lot of tension between Visa and the merchants about how much it costs to use Visa at the store, and this would just be another cost. And at the moment, he doesn't see consumers really pushing on retailers to make this happen. Coming up later today at Marketplace, we'll take a look at how congressional Democrats are taking on big oil.
Thanks, Janet. Janet Babin, senior business correspondent for Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.